This is Fresh Air. Our TV critic David Bianculli takes a look at two new comedy series. The first one is called Laid, based on a series from Australia, now streaming on Peacock. The other, Going Dutch, is a comedy starring Dennis Leary on Fox.
Where do the writers and producers of TV shows get their ideas these days? Increasingly, it seems, from other countries. More than ever before, if they're not importing and presenting the programs outright, like Netflix is doing with Squid Game 2, they're buying the rights to international productions and making their own American versions. The Agency, a great new Showtime and Paramount Plus spy series, is based on a hit show from France. Doc, a new series from Fox starring Molly Parker, is based on an Italian medical drama series. And there's another recent entry, this one coming from Australia. The U.S. version began streaming a few weeks ago on Peacock, and it's really worth seeking out as one of the more original comedy ideas to pop up in years. It stars Stephanie Hsu, and I've been waiting for her to be given a standout starring role ever since she matched Michelle Yeoh scene for scene playing her daughter in the film Everything Everywhere All at Once. In this new Peacock series, she gets that standout role, and she's hilarious. The show is called Laid, and the premise is outrageously high concept. Hsu plays a single 30-something woman named Ruby, who slowly learns that for reasons she doesn't understand, her previous boyfriends are starting to die off. Some from natural causes, others from violent accidents. But the body count continues to rise. Ruby and her best friend AJ, played by Zasha Mamet from HBO's Girls, attend the funeral of one of Ruby's ex-boyfriends, where another death involving another ex follows the same day. Ruby and AJ react by going home, drinking a lot, and eventually Ruby decides to drunk dial her first boyfriend, David, to whom she hasn't spoken in years. She starts by leaving messages.
David, it's me. Sean Connery.
I think you should stop. Call me back, you little leprechaun.
Okay, no. Now I'm literally just begging you.
David, it's me, the Cookie Monster. Do you like cookies? I like cookies. Call me.
Stop. Oh, David, hi.
Oh. Okay. All right, I'm... Okay, bye.
He didn't remember the bit.
That wasn't David. It was his brother. David's dead.
What?
If two is a coincidence, what's three?
Stephanie Hsu carries most of the comedy, and her Ruby is both exasperated and exasperating in equal measure. Sally Bredford McKenna and Anochka Khan developed Laid for American TV and wrote the teleplay for the pilot, which Khan directed. Their sensibility is witty, wild, and supremely confident. They give their star the latitude to roam freely, whether in loudly comic scenes or in uncomfortably quiet ones. In my favorite scene from the opening episode, after one boyfriend's funeral, Hsu as Ruby is offered a ride to the wake by the bereaved parents of the deceased. Also in the car, the young man's resentful most recent girlfriend, and his dog, a massive panting Saint Bernard. Ruby tries to cut the quiet tension by asking the father to turn on the radio. He does. And as Ruby begins singing along to Paul Simon's Graceland, director Khan frames the action and the other passengers' silent reactions in a long, unbroken five-shot, two parents, two young women, and a dog. There is one new TV series, though, that's neither based on an international show nor presented by a streaming network. From Fox, the same broadcast network presenting Doc, is another new show for 2025. Going Dutch, a comedy starring Dennis Leary from Rescue Me. He plays Patrick Quinn, a decorated military colonel punished for his vocal outbursts by being reassigned to run a service base in the Netherlands, a non-military operation where they pride themselves on serving Michelin-star food in the commissary and making cheese for the locals. That irritates him a lot, but not as much as the fact that he's taking command of the base from his estranged daughter Maggie, played by Taylor Mishak, who's the captain in charge. Danny Pudi, from Community, plays the officer who tries to get them to work together amicably.
Captain, you have concerns about the Colonel commanding Stroopstorm.
Yes, sir. I have an operation in motion that I have spent 10 months planning. Failure will destabilize relations in the region, and the Colonel's very presence could sabotage it.
Copy that, Captain. Please, brief us on the operation.
A bunch of us are marching in the Tulip Festival tomorrow.
What?
I didn't quite hear that.
A bunch of us are marching in the Tulip Festival tomorrow.
God, I feel like I'm with Eisenhower on the eve of D-Day.
It is our first ever invitation to the festival, and it's actually crucial to our diplomatic mission.
I led Operation Iron Hammer, Iron Saber, and Iron,
Justice.
Justice. So I think I can handle Operation Tulip Festival.
Well, I think that you will break this.
Fox provided only two episodes of Going Dutch for preview. So unlike Peacock's Laid, where I've seen the entire first season and loved it, I'm not sure where I stand yet on Going Dutch. I like the chemistry between Leary and Mishak as father and daughter, and I like the setting, but I'm not sure how strongly the series will develop. My greatest hopes lie with one of the supporting players, Catherine Tate, a British comedy legend who's appeared in several episodes of Doctor Who. But in the two episodes I've seen of Going Dutch, she's in it for less than a minute total, as an honored guest at the aforementioned Tulip Parade, who introduces herself to Leary's colonel.
Hello, I'm Katja Vanderhoof, head of Stroopstorff Chamber of Commerce.
Nice to meet you. I'm Colonel Patrick Quinn. You guys take it easy on me today. I'm a Tulip Festival virgin.
Well, I hope you last longer than most virgins.
So what is your business? Maybe I'll stop by and say hi sometime.
I own the local brothel.
You know, maybe I'll just see you on the street, or not street corner, because obviously you're a high-class owner of a business.
With Going Dutch on Fox, we'll have to wait and see. But with Laid on Peacock, there's no need to wait. Just see.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, actor Adrian Brody joins us to talk about his role in the 3.5-hour film The Brutalist. Brody says he drew from his mother and grandfather's experiences of immigrating from Hungary to the United States to portray a Hungarian Jewish architect and Holocaust survivor who seeks a fresh start in a post-World War II America. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Ngakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper, and Roberta Shorrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.